I have 10 quick takeaways here from the event. These are things just rapid fire. I'm sure you took similar notes. Ken Newman raised $4 billion. He said to be number one in something, be 100% prepped. And he said, avoid the $140 million mistake he made of cross-collateralizing everything. That's a huge mistake to help someone avoid, even if it's a $500,000 mistake, $100,000 mistake. That's something to take note of. Dave Zook talked about influencing influencers, which has exponential results compared to just trying to get one client of one CPA, you know, influence the CPA. So I thought that was a great thing to bring up. He also talked about reputation is all, basically. It's the most important thing. Brandon talks about having credible partners. We had that come up on like 8 different talks today. So obviously it's really, really important to have the most credible partners and to access platforms of investors, but also just a credible partner that you're raising capital with or for that makes everything go 10 times as fast. It might make the difference of getting something done. Rob talked about how he's raising 20 million plus a month, number one in his niche. And then the trick is to find the number one investor for that niche, right? Cannabis real estate lending is what they are number one in and kind of created that asset class. James gave us the advice of the legal venue and jurisdiction in your legal agreements. You know, if you live in Arizona, then maybe have that always be the jurisdiction where actions have to be taken. That just gives you an edge on any legal dispute that may come up. And that doesn't cost a lot to do. Well, some people will push back and say, no, let's have it be in a neutral place like Delaware or Texas. That will happen many times when you try to do that, but doesn't cost anything to try. He talked about risk mitigation a lot as well. Justice talked about doing the opposite of everyone else is exactly what Sam Zell says in his book that I'm reading right now. Encourage you to as well. We had David who talked about having at age 43 manages $10 billion in assets. So I think that's someone to watch as he continues to grow. And for him, again, the trajectory was being a sub-advisor for really credible partners who don't have access to the pipeline to the mutual fund space, just like we heard Brett and Ray talk about 1031s, DSTs, and tapping into that pipeline of capital, which is billions of dollars a week of deals getting closed through that. Greg talked about being a pro in what you do, $200 million raised for pre-revenue companies, using data while traveling, like I mentioned. And Ben talked about his billion-dollar exit and really emphasized structure and showed sophistication level on structure that was deeper than most of us have, honestly. Michael, my favorite part of his was the trust versus skills, like the Navy SEALs. I'd rather work with someone that is really high on the trust level, even if their skills are only 92% of the way there or 78% of the way there. That's how we value partners, and we don't hire someone unless they smile during the job interview. We don't like spending lots of time with people that are just always high stress, you know, bad mood, hard to work with, hard to communicate with, don't reply to things. Life's too short to do that. And we go out of our way to work with people that have really aligned values and seem like really good, honest, genuine, authentic people. That's becoming more and more important to us. And we're finding that everything goes faster when we do that, because when we work with other family offices that are like that, they see it in us. And then any partner we're working with has been screened by that filter, and people really appreciate that. And they feel like they're not wasting time with someone who's not really aligned with them on that base level. So those are some of my notes. I've got many more over there, as I'm sure you guys do. I'm trying to move through this relatively quickly so I don't keep you here any later in order to get to the cocktails. I want to remind you to check out billionaires.com. You might listen to Tony Robbins or Mark Cuban or Jeff Hoffman and get something totally different than what I got from the talk. We had someone say they listened to the Tony Robbins interview for the third time because it's so short, and there's just so many insights packed in there that they got a ton of value out of it. If you love this event, you can share this event with your team. We've recorded it. We've been streaming it live. We've got an HD recording, and then we can get you that access. It's going up in the member portal here shortly so that you can share it with someone else in your team and have this be maybe training. If they join your team, and they're going to be helping you raise capital, or your partner wasn't able to come, then have them watch this so they kind of get what you're talking about on kind of the macro level of what all these expert capital raisers said in one day. We talked about institutional quality, talked about how Chip really reminded me of someone who's just really institutionally polished. It's just something to keep in mind, and please just ask for these slides, or they should be in the welcome email. So you can look at that and read through these 10 points if you'd like to after the event. Ways to add value to investors. This is the number one way we talked about this morning. You saw it come out a bit when Dean was talking about how they had 5,000 hours of video watched, and their best investors watched 4 hours of video. that's adding value to the investor, teaching them about modular, whether or not they invest with Dean, and then they feel comfortable because of that context of trust, and the trust being more important than the pitch, perhaps. So these are the events coming up later this year. We have three masterminds in October. We have our Deal Flow Expo Investor Summit coming up in San Francisco. You do not want to miss that one. You'll be hearing from almost all investors on stage, meeting with investors in the room. It's completely different than this event because you can't buy a one-off ticket, and it's got investors speaking on stage instead of expert capital raisers. And our biggest event of the whole year and the biggest family office event globally in terms of number of speakers on stage is right here a mile up at the Westin Fort Lauderdale Beachfront Hotel. And it's the biggest in terms of number of investors on stage. It's not the biggest family office event because we have a community. And if we wanted to sell a bunch of $500 or $100 tickets, I mean, we could fill up a stadium and, you know, Cardone style, and there's nothing wrong with that. Grant Cardone's spoken at many of our events. But that's just not our model. There's no way to have a high quality room with 10,000 people there. I'm sure he has a VIP dinner or something and pulls that off, but it's just not the model of family office club. I think it would dilute the experience, dilute your ability to meet any investors or talk to anybody, and it would just turn into a zoo. So we try to have it be an enjoyable, fun, intimate, exclusive community. And I hope you find that as you move through events with us. And in summary, you know, having something that's a perpetual learning machine, so you get insights like you did today that you can put in practice right now. There is no one up here today hardcore pitching you some service to hire them as a consultant or to invest in this, invest in that. They really were genuinely giving you insights to give you specialized knowledge and be better at what you're doing and transform how you do investor relations. And then all together, between 1,000 investor mandates in our portal, our multiple events per year that you can go to every quarter and your team can go to, our certification programs, our investor databases, hope it just all adds up to an unfair advantage for you when you look at what you're doing compared to what you were doing a year or two ago. For when it comes to closing deals and raising capital and scaling your investment company. And the ultimate goal is that you scale it up and exit, and we can work with you on the family office side and help set up a family office. And then you can look at the, you know, $5 million in overhead we have per year running all of our events. And we can say, hey, based on who you are, out of thousands of people raising capital, here's the four that look most interesting for you because they're in manufacturing or they're right in your backyard or something like that. So that's our ultimate goal, as I'm sure it's probably one of yours as well. So I hope you've had a great time at the event. Hope you'll enjoy the cocktails when you go out. It's just to the right for the cocktail hour. If you need access, you couldn't find the PowerPoints through the welcome email. If you're not clear on how membership works, if you just joined membership, you need a new member walkthrough with Jennifer, or have any questions about our platform and how to get more engaged with us, everyone on our team is really hardworking and tries to do our very best to making sure that everyone here didn't feel like they wasted their time at all and that they get a great ROI out of your time invested, most importantly. Because at the end of the day, you know, you raise $1 million extra dollars, it's probably worth $50K or $100K to you. Raise a couple million, it might be worth $100,000 to you that you can earn. So at the end of the day, it's not the money you're investing in our community, it's really your time you're investing. And if we over-deliver to you, you're going to want to be a member for years, and then we'll be there when you exit one day, we hope. So that's our alignment with you, because I'm sure you're not running the same platform I am. So we're just trying to give things away as fast as we learn them. So I hope everyone's enjoyed the day. Let's enjoy cocktails now for an hour and appreciate everyone's attention. Thank you.
Join the Family Office Club by visiting familyoffices.com. We look forward to seeing you at our next live event.